Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 19th of June 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD, and it's produced and edited by Ross Kelly. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.14 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.13 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7RAA in northern VK7 and VK7RAD in southern VK7. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV nets. Southern stations started SSTV on VK7RAD and stations included VK7 DMH, ZGK, FGGT, JUF/MR, and TW. Harry VK7HXT alerted some of the Hobart stations that VK7RAF had been repaired and that there were northern stations active with SSTV on the link to between VK7RAF and VK7RJG. In southern Tasmania, VK7RAF, which is on 146.65-600 kHz, can be used both locally and linked to VK7RJG by using different CTCSS tones. 123 Hz for local, southern operation, and 141.3 Hz for linking RAF to VK7RJG, which is on 438.55-7 MHz. When several southern stations QS-wide to RAF and Eric, VK7EV, struggled out of his sickbed, the number swelled to 15, plus some other suspected receive stations. Call signs were VK7's ZTT, OO, HXT, PD, ZPD, DW, ZCF, KWB, TW, ZGK, DMH, EV, and KT. VK7's IT and KPC were receive only. Modes used included Scotty 1, Scotty 2, Robot 36, and MP73. It truly was a statewide SSTV net. Phil VK7ZPD has set up a thread on the NTARC Discord page that lists some of the activities and displays several of the images. Special thanks are due to Murray VK7ZMS and Richard VK7ZBX for repairing the VK7RAF repeater. We also thank Ken VK7KRJ, who switched his SSTV webcam across to VK7RAD frequency and captured many of the VK7RAD pictures. We will continue these nights, so why not join in and share some pictures? It's a great way to test your digital interfacing. We get underway from around 8 p.m. Thursday nights. 73, Harry, VK7HXT, Peter, VK7PD, and Justin, VK7TW. Contest news. Winter VHF and above field day. Well, the days have grown shorter. The temperature has dropped, and there is snow on many hilltops. Cool. Must be getting close to winter field day then. What would any other sane, sensible ham radio person do other than head for the hills to play radio and talk to other silly, committed people? This year, the winter field day happens on the weekend from 0100 UTC Saturday the 25th through to 059 UTC Sunday 26th of June, 0400 to 0359 in VK6. That's next weekend. Field days are a great opportunity to get out and about and play radio and see some sights. This particular event concentrates on the VHF, UHF and above part of the spectrum. Many people will be heading out with varying amounts of equipment in very varied configuration, all keen to make a contact and get some points on the board for the state. Why not head out with what you have to a nice elevated spot and see who you can work, or even work yourself a new grid square? You too can stay home if that is better suited. The more home stations, the better. In fact, the more stations, the better for all. All you need to have is your six-digit Maidenhead square locator of your operating location and ideally a logging program, although you can take a paper log and transcribe the contacts later. Expected activity around the usual frequencies and modes. 52.525, 146.5, 439.0, 1296.15, 2403.15, and our popular 3398.15, good for FM, and if required, 50.15, 144.15, 432.15 on SSB, hoping there will be some action higher up the bands as well. Doug VK4ADC, on his own initiative, embarked recently on developing a new contest logger, which he has titled Yet Another Contest Logger, YACL. You can download it from the link on the email edition of this broadcast. Hope to hear you on the bands. 73, Richard, VK7ZBX. VK7 Hamfest News. Biennial Myena Hamfest. The Myena Hamfest 2022 is being held on Saturday, the 19th of November. It will be held at the very well-appointed and heated Great Lake Community Hall at Myena in the Central Highlands of Tasmania. We have all amateur radio clubs in VK7 involved in the organising group to promote this as the preeminent biennial VK7 Hamfest. Do you have ideas to make Hamfest an even better event? Would you like to see something in particular at the Hamfest? Let us know at vk7arnews@gmail.com. We are talking with many suppliers to try and get them down and bring lots of goodies. There will also be pre-loved tables available. Barbecue lunch will also be available for purchase, and a raffle with some very nice prizes will also be on offer. Mark it in your diary and make it a day out in the Highlands. More details as they come to hand. 73 Hamfest Organising Group. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 27 May 2022 is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman has recently asked what the standard size of a QSL card should be. Amateurs are asked to keep the size of QSL cards to a single page within the ITU guidelines of 140mm by 90mm. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7, Inwards, QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. This week was not only busy, but was indeed a chilly one. Wednesday night, club presentation night, was no exception and was quite cold, but was definitely a not-to-be-missed event. I will pass it over to Idris, VK7ZIR, for a rundown on the night's presentation. Our Tech Night presentation was especially well attended despite the inclement weather. Our guest speaker was Malcolm White, who is currently chair of the Board of the Governance at the Tasmanian Royal Flying Doctor Service. Malcolm's topic was innovation in the bush, which celebrated an amateur radio achievement 55 years ago. He opened with a brief history of his younger days in a small town called Birchip in rural Victoria. As a 12-year-old boy with an interest in radio, he managed to get a job during his school holidays at the local radio shop. He took the audience back in time to how amateur radio was in the 1960s, before the widespread use of transistors and anything above 2 meters was considered exotic. His neighbour was a keen amateur radio operator, and there started a lifelong friendship with Ray Norton, VK7ATN. Ray was already a well-established, innovative radio amateur with numerous contest awards. He achieved what was considered at the time to be impossible with what experts said was limited equipment. Ray had built his own steerable quad-stacked rhombic antenna in the paddock next to his house. In 1966, using 144 megahertz and limited to 150 watts, he proved them all wrong with Australia's first ever moon bounce QSO with stations in the USA. Ray's motivation came from the news that man was preparing to attempt a moon landing. When that day arrived, Ray used one of his antenna arrays to monitor the voice communications between the lunar lander and NASA. 2 years after his moon bounce record, he was invited in an all-expenses-paid trip to America to share his knowledge with scientists, for his part was awarded the ARRL Technical Merit Award, the first time it was bestowed outside of America. His later interest was radio astronomy, and Tasmania was graced with his presence when he met with Grote Reber, who was a pioneer in radio astronomy and lived in Bothwell. In conclusion, Malcolm lamented the demise of innovative Australian electronics companies, for example, Vinton and AWA. Many questions and discussions continued into the sumptuous supper that followed. Thanks go to Malcolm for his fascinating and informative presentation. Thank you, Idris. It was indeed a very illuminating presentation. Apart from the technical aspects, Malcolm also managed to put the human side to a great achievement in the amateur world. An interesting fact is that Ray constructed the directing end of the rhombic antenna using pulleys. This allowed for a limited range of almost 10 degrees of steerability. This, in turn, extended the possible QSO duration out to about 10 minutes. The question from last week's broadcast as to how Ray set up the contact schedules with his American counterparts, they used 40-metre amateur band when it was open. And finally, in Ray's later years, he started an antenna manufacturing company called ATN Antennas, designing and constructing kit antennas and towers. Now, how many of us older amateurs have not at some time had one of their fine antennas in their collection? I was particularly fond of their 13-element 2-meter Yagi. They formed an excellent stacked array. For some excellent pictures and more technical information, see the link in the broadcast text. The first amateur lunar tests and contacts, second part, 1966 to 1976, ok2kkw.com. Once again, the SSTV net was held on repeater VK7RJG on Thursday night. But this time, the north-south link was functioning to VK7RAF. This allowed for a statewide link up to happen. The SSTV pictures came thick and fast and ended up featuring stills from some old TV shows. A selection of these SSTV images from the night are available on the NTARC website under Blogs. As this item was penned late on Friday, the NTARC safety communications crew had already travelled to Lebrina in readiness for a one-day equine endurance ride. We have established our ride base, set up a 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeater for voice and data communications, and trialled communications to some field checkpoints in readiness. Two of our tougher members are actually going to camp out at the furthest checkpoint on Friday night, ready for the early start Saturday morning. If it is Sunday when you hear this, then hopefully we are packing up making our way back to Launceston and still have two unfrozen club members. Assuming we don't get some of the sub-zero overnight temperatures of the previous week again. Happy tenting, Roger VK7ARN and Peter VK7KPC. Mug order. Yes, we are talking about the white mugs for drinking out of. Those who have our club logo on the side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you would like one, then please see Andre at Coffee Mornings or at the Technical Night. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email secretary@ntarc.net to confirm order. And anyone else who wants one, please specify what name you would like printed above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on eventual quantity ordered. Upcoming events. Testnet and Technet, Wednesday, 22nd June. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be VK7WW. Club Technical Night, Wednesday, 29th June, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30 p.m. until whenever. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, June presentation night, Marine Scientific Electronics and Insight. Our June presentation night will be held this Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022 from 7:30 p.m. It will focus on marine scientific electronics and many of the techniques used in this fascinating area. Our presenter is Kim Briggs, VK7KB from the Australian Antarctic Division. Kim will bring with him many pieces of equipment that have been created at the AAD for many of the experiments the division has undertaken over the years. The presentation will get underway at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, 73 Reist Committee. Ham Radio Trivia Night. Save the date of Wednesday, 15th July 2022 from 7:30 p.m. REAST. We'll be holding a Ham Radio Trivia Night. This will be a fun-filled night that will be a hybrid event held in person at Reist's Queen's Domain Club Rooms and online. For more information as it comes to hand. 73 Reist Committee. Ham Radio Fox Hunt Morning. Reist will be having a fox hunt day on Saturday, 23rd July, meeting at the Domain from 9:30 a.m. Get your Yagi antennas and attenuators ready for a fun morning of searching for our foxes. There will be prizes to be won on the day for finding the fox too. We'll have a lower-powered trial fox hunt on the Domain, followed by a citywide hunt. The fox will be hidden somewhere within the Greater Hobart area on the 2-metre band. Get your friends together and form a team to try and track down our elusive fox. We currently have a very limited supply of tape measure antennas at the club rooms, so it might be a good opportunity to hit up Bunnings and start building. At this stage, we're also planning to have a barbecue too, so come along and have a fun-filled day with us at the Domain Club Rooms. More info to come. 73 Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Training and Assessment. REST's next Foundation license training and all license assessment day is Saturday, the 30th of July 2022. Please note, this has been moved back 1 week to not clash with the Fox Hunt Day. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check the REST Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We started with an interview with Warren VK7WN VK0WN from Casey Station. Warren covered his history with the Antarctic Division and what led him to apply for the Station Communications Technical Officer, SCTO, role at Casey. Warren then moved to a typical day on base and his amateur radio shack he has set up in the hobby hut. Warren then took us through the reason for the postponement being due to the need to shift fuel from one place from the lower fuel depot to the upper fuel storage. This is an important operation on a range of levels, including environmental, survival, and physical perspective. Warren described what happens during the event. We took some questions from the watching audience. Warren took us through the food over winter, which is excellent. Winter sees a smaller group of 30 people, although this is quite a large group by AAD standards. Warren then outlined some of the novel and fun things he has realised while getting used to life in Antarctica. We finished with an agreement to do another interview soon and for Warren to give us a presentation when he gets back. Warren has found the remnants of Paul VK0PD foot switch in the hobby hut and intends to use it. A huge thank you to Warren for taking the time to be interviewed. Justin then moved to a demonstration of his recently built Galena crystal radio. This crystal radio has both a Galena crystal detector and a switchable germanium diode. Justin demonstrated the difficulty of finding a suitable contact with the Galena versus the germanium diode. Watch this space. This creation was inspired by the recent presentation given by Professor L. Lian and the failure of wireless when Hannon was at Commonwealth Bay and the success that Sydney Jeffries had later at Commonwealth Bay. We then reviewed the remaining AR magazine articles. Justin showed pictures of the very broken small 160-metre antenna vertical that took a battering during the recent high wind storms. We finished with a reminder of this week's presentation with Kim Briggs, VK7KB, on Antarctic electronics techniques. DATV night goes into recess for a fortnight, so see you on Wednesday, 29th June 2022. 73, Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF Group. Meeting Monday and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC. Friday coffee session. Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Testnet and TechNet. Wednesday, 22nd June. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday, 29th June from 7:30 p.m. in NTARC Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 0930 UTC, 2030 local, NW Tassie 2m DXNet 144.19 USB upper sideband. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reest DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net Daily on 3.640 megs commences at 5 p.m. AEST. Events, Reest, 22nd June. Marine Scientific Electronics with Kim Briggs, VK7KB, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reest, 15 July, Ham Radio Trivia Night, in person at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and online from 7:30 p.m. Reest, 23 July, Fox Hunt Day, start at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 9:30 a.m. VK7, 19 November, VK7 My Inner Hamfest, Great Lake Community Hall at My Inner from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI, repeaters Reest, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres, VK7TPE, 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHF CB15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day. 73 and stay safe. From Peter, VK7PD.